Pop 37% shooting field percentage for Utah, and except for some little sloppiness with turnovers in the fourth, pretty decent execution. Was it a good comeback after Thursday?
Thursday's gone. We just, I don't worry about that. But I thought we played pretty solid defense, and I thought they helped us. They had a bad night shooting also. They're a better shooting team than what they displayed tonight, so we were fortunate in that regard. But we did play, aggressively, defensively. We tried to hit the boards better in the second half than we did in the first half. And the competitiveness was good.
When Manu is almost perfect on threes, it's not a bad start either.
Yeah, we were really fortunate in the first half to get that lead. It was mainly because of threes. We didn't do anything that well, paint-wise or inside-out-wise. And we just lived on the perimeter. We did that in Houston and lost by 20. So, we want to – we need to have a little bit more varied game, so to speak.
Bob, talk – does the fact that this was your 800th victory mean anything to you other than the fact that you're getting old?
I don't feel as old as you look. But other than that, you get that number of wins, it does mean you've been hanging around for a while and that you've got, good staff, good players, and good management team. So, we've all achieved 800 wins. I haven't really.
Pop, talk about Kawhi's knack for going out and getting hustle plays, picking up rebounds, loose balls.
Well, Kawhi's a blue-collar player. That's his strength right now. Playing D, going to the board, getting loose balls, as you said, and that's what we expect him to do.
Can you talk about the value of T.J. Ford as a pure point guard, allowing Ginobili to continue working off the ball in the second unit?
Well, having a backup point guard is important for every team, and TJ is doing a good job of trying to learn our system. He really has no clue where other players are going to be right now. He's in the motion offense. He's just trying to get used to that. So it's really tough for him at this point for that reason. But he's an aggressive player. He's highly coachable, and he's busting his butt to figure it all out. So he's important to us.
Will you open a bottle of the Rockin' Hamlet?
No.